Okay, I got my three dinner partners.
Okay.
Ready? What's it? Who's the guy that plays Brockmire? I love that guy.
Oh, Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria. Yeah, him.
He's a fantastic actor and comedian.
Good, yeah. So he does a lot of the voices on Simpsons, too, right?
Yep.
So I'd have him do that a lot. Hank Aaron.
Okay.
And let's see. So I got two Hanks. I'll stay with that theme. I'll go Tom Hanks. Three Hanks at my dinner. I'll have a themed dinner.
All right.
And I'll wear a hanky.
Something tells me you're going to try and get Tom Hanks to ask Hank Aaron if there really is crying in baseball.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Marwin takes his time, settling back in, taps the plate twice with the end of the bat. 1-1. Bunts it, right side, Goldschmidt, he bare hands, flips to Rodney, and not in time. Marwin with a head first slide, and the Astros will bring the tying run to the plate.
That's how you play baseball. That is great baseball by Marwin Gonzalez, knowing he needed to get on base anyway. And notice Goldschmidt playing back, and he just outraced Rodney to the bag, plain and simple. What a great play by Marwin. So impressed with that play to get the potential tying run to the plate here.
And that potential tying run is Derek Fisher, who is 1-for-3 with a single. 2-0 Diamondbacks, two outs, Gonzalez at first in the top of the ninth. Now the 1-0. And that's smoked and caught by Descalzo to his right. And that is the ball game. Fisher hit it hard again. But the Astros are turned aside as the Diamondbacks take game one, winning tonight by a final of 2-0.
Good pitching performance from both starting pitchers. Zach Greinke just a little bit better, as he did not make hardly any mistakes. The Astros just couldn't crack it.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Dropped the first game of this series in Arizona last night and faced a really good pitcher in Zach Greinke. Had some base runners against him, but some key double plays and some key pitches by Greinke really wound up turning that game around for Arizona.
Yeah, he was the difference in the game. And you know, going into the game, if he has his command, you're going to be in trouble. And he did really – he pitched well. I mean, he had things, all pitches going. He could get out of jams with the double play balls. His breaking ball seemed to be giving us fits. We couldn't really pick it up early enough. We were swinging and missing, swinging and chasing a little bit. Turned out to be a tough night for us. You know, we were in the game all the way till the end, had the tying run, you know, at the plate in both the last couple innings. So it was a hard-fought game but tough loss.
Meanwhile, Colin McHugh on the other side almost matched Greinke for much of that game, giving up the two runs over 5 2/3 innings, and a good bounce back for him after that rough outing in Chicago.
Yeah, it was good. You know, his slider was the difference maker. When he has that pitch, it's really tough for the hitters to have to deal with two different breaking balls and the fastball. So I was happy that he bounced back and he was strong at the end. You know, they did a good job of hustling to get the first run with some ground balls to the outfield that turned into doubles, and then they tacked on a run at the end with a key base hit. But all in all, Colin did a really good job. If outings like that are going to lead to a lot of wins.
You know, you mentioned the doubles by Arizona, and a few of them were balls that were in the gap. And it's a really fast outfield, you know, the hard ground, and the grass isn't very high. Does that almost kind of change how you think about where you want to position your outfielders, maybe even play them deeper sometimes in this ballpark because of the way that outfield plays?
Yeah, the danger is that when you play deep, and we were playing deep yesterday, the ground ball takes a long time to get to the angle in which you can cut it off. And so the deeper you play, the more the base runner can take advantage of where you field the ball. On the flip side of it, the ball in the air here travels a lot, so you got to be careful not to play too shallow because the ball can get over your head. It's even though last night was not an offensive game for either side, it's an offensive ballpark and things like that extra 90 feet, the awareness that they showed last night was a big difference.
Now you look at Derek Fisher's line, and you know, you see one hit, but doesn't really tell the story. I mean, he hit the ball well all four times, had the line out to end the ball game, and a couple of really good swings against Zach Greinke and Greinke's outing too that didn't result in hits.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for him. He had such a good night offensively, but didn't get a ton to show for it. He was up in some big spots, two really good swings. Hit ball to the warning track, hit a line drive to second base. Like He put up good at-bats, and at this level, you don't always get rewarded for that. But the consistent at-bat that he's been able to show, even as his numbers have quieted a little bit, it's nice development for him.
Tyler Clippard got to make his Astros debut last night, pitched the eighth inning, allowed the first two to reach, but then was able to strand those two runners, give you a chance. And I'd imagine we'll see Clippard in quite a few tough spots throughout the rest of this year.
Yeah, he's going to be a good troubleshoot for us. And, you know, he's done everything in his career from the middle innings to the late innings, and we'll add to the mix of guys we have down there. When we get healthy with Harris, you know, we're going to go five or six or seven deep of right-handed pitchers that can do anything from middle innings to late innings, and that it'll be a nice compliment for us. I'm glad he got to get in the game. One of the reasons I put him in is just, you know, even though he's a veteran, just being new to a team, just get in, contribute. I wanted to go positive for him. He did get into a jam and out of a jam, you know, by himself. So it was nice to get him his first debut here.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Clippard set. 2-2 to Marte. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball in the dirt, and the inning draws to a close. Nice job by Clippard and his Astros debut, bouncing back after allowing the first two to reach, retires the next three.
S-I-N-T-O-N, Sinton, Texas, is where my next guest is from, and he's actually today's starting pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks ahead of this second game of this four-game series with Arizona. It's Anthony Bonda, who went to San Jack, but Sinton, Texas. Tell us about Sinton, Texas.
Very small town, you know, very humble people, respectable people. Just, you know, just hardworking class of people. You know, it's just any small town, that's what you get from that. And, you know, everybody knows everybody. You know, everybody, you know, is respectful and greets everybody with just how they would do their own family. So, I mean, I love being from there. It's a great town to be from, and especially, you know, the high school sports, that's something that's big there too. You know, that's something that we live for. So to be able to be from there and be doing what I'm doing is a big blessing, and I hope I'm a huge role model to a bunch of those kids back home.
Anthony, it's a great story coming from a small town. Where is Sinton related to Corpus Christi? We know it's down there.
It's about 35 minutes from north, okay. I want to say north of it, maybe. I'm not really good with the math, but yeah. You know, it's 2 hours south of San Antonio, so it just depends on how you drive. It could be an hour and a half.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's in the middle of, you know, Austin, San Antonio, okay. Corpus, but well, not in the middle, but like, you know, it's closer to Corpus. It's way closer than Corpus than San Antonio and Austin. But I mean, yeah, you'd have to drive through it you know, if it just depends on which way you want to take, but to go to San Antonio. So
big influences on your life as a kid growing up. You obviously love baseball. Who was a big influence in your life?
I would have to say, well, not in my life, but like, you know, later on in my life, it would have to be a guy named Emmy Alanis. I hope he hears this, because I mean, he's a great guy, but you know, I didn't pitch in high school until my senior year. You know, he dealt with me. You know, we worked together for a long, long time. And
was he a coach or just
he's like a mentor.
Did lessons.
Yeah, he did lessons, mentor. He mentored me. I was actually his first one, believe it or not.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I trusted him. You know, I trusted what we were doing, and it made sense to me, so I just stuck with it. And I guess he got me right, because I did everything else, you know. I went to summer ball, played, and somebody saw me. They liked me, and that somebody was somebody from San Jack. So I went to San Jack, and I did all that, and you know, I figured it out. And you know, but the thing is, I figured it out on my own. You know, I had a lot of help too. But the biggest influence would have to be, you know, my life would have to be my dad. You know, he didn't ever push me to play baseball or anything else like that. He just wanted me to be a kid to have fun. And when I picked up a ball, it was just like, it was almost like first love. I fell in love with it. I got it like instantly. You know, I just loved seeing how far I could throw the ball, how far the ball was hit. Even I grab little rocks and I still throw them. So it's just
get stronger.
Yeah, especially from, you know, somebody from a small town, you know, country town. So it's just, it was fun. It's fun, you know, having a childhood there.
Pretty surreal pitching against the Astros today.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's the team I grew up watching. I, you know, can't say I'm a fan of them, but
right. Fan of the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, exactly. And but anyways, I love the city of Houston. I played in San Jack.
Yeah.
But overall, that city, I'm probably gonna end up living there one day. But we'll see what happens with all that. But anyways, I mean, it's a great feeling, but it can be great and all, but I mean, I still got to come out and pitch my butt off and get ready and try to win a ball game for our club.
Greetings from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, where today the Houston Astros play the second and final game against the Diamondbacks in Arizona. These two teams will meet up in Houston for two starting tomorrow. Astros lost the opener 2-0 yesterday to the Diamondbacks. Colin McHugh gave up two runs in 5 2/3 innings but got the loss. Marwin Gonzalez had a double and 4 at-bats as the Astros now are 72-46 on the year. First place in the AL West, 11.5 ahead of the Angels, taking on a Diamondbacks team that's 66-52, tied with the Rockies for second in the National League West, 17.5 games behind the Dodgers. Today's pitching matchup brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. And the Astros will send Brad Peacock to the mound looking for his 11th win and looking to extend his 7-game win streak.
Now he's pitched 3 games out of the bullpen and 3 games as a starting pitcher for the Astros. And nobody on this team has come up as big as Brad Peacock when they needed him the most. He's pitched very well all season long. The strikeout rate is sky high now for Peacock with that added slider. And with these D-backs hitters, a lot of these batters chase the sliders, particularly the right-handed batter, so he should be a good matchup.
Meanwhile, Anthony Bonda getting the start for the Diamondbacks, native of Sinton, Texas, outside of Corpus Christi, making just his 4th big league start.
Well, Bonda grew up idolizing a lot of the Houston Astros, went to San Jacinto Junior College in Houston as well, and he scatters his fastball, typical young pitcher at this stage of his career, particularly for a left-hander. Doesn't have a great command yet, but his off-speed stuff is pretty good. He's a pretty good athlete out there, and the thing he's got really going for him is nobody's really seen him yet.
Astros and Diamondbacks, the matchup this afternoon. Keys to the game brought to you by your Greater Houston Honda dealers. Well, one of the keys is not to face Zach Greinke, right? I mean, he was dominant last night. I mean, yeah, there were some base runners, but one of the best pitchers in the game, and he showed why last night.
I thought it was smart by the Astros to make him go 7 innings in the ball game, at least almost 7 innings, so he wouldn't be able to come back in the second game.
It's really good thinking.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.